Killdeer by Mary Buchinger. In the thumb of Michigan, stories of Indian camps and pockets of thinned woods, long after a treaty stripped away millions of acres, moving the nation's Chippewa, Ottawa, Potawatomi to some river-bound tract out west, far beyond their jeweled Great Lakes. Indian Dave Ishtonquit, crossing cloud, son of a chief, lived old style in Tuscola County, baking clay-covered fish and snare-trapping game. He stayed even after his first family was taken by black smallpox. Stayed trading baskets, hickory whipstocks, gun wipers, a gunny sack of ginseng on his back, pretended tomahawk chase in town parades. His son John signed, as if mute, with the white people, spoke Algonquin with his father, who walked in front, John ever behind, the narrow primeval trail drumming within. The way my mother tells it, one day her grandma Margarita was left at home, kitchen full of fresh homemade bread, the morning's labor. Protected from the Indians, her mother said. We need the money from the trainmen. The daughter was 12, like I was 12 when I first remember hearing the story. No one now knows if the Indians threatened her or how many there were. They appeared at the door, lured by the fragrant bread. When my great-great-grandmother, Anna, came home to find the bread gone, she chased her daughter with a knife, they said, long butcher knife, for miles and miles, till she gave up finally and Margarita sheltered ever after at her uncle's house beside the tavern. Never again did she go home. Her mother divorced her father, first divorce in the county. She sold the farm it was hers to sell, married the town doctor, and I believe he loved fierce Anna's bread and paid for each loaf after. On the homestead, my grandpa and his sister, ages 3 and 5, brought the cows back home through the twisty woods and fields of stumps. Rough cut, burnt, some half dragged out, roots spread like open hands, limbs and brush grabbing at bare ankles, bare feet. The children wore bells too, brother and sister, hand in hand like a fairy tale. We can't rest now, she told him, pulling him to his feet. Cows trusting them to find their way to the barn and buckets before dark. Dark, all the bells ringing, cowbells jangling, Ma standing at the chinked log cabin, listening for the bells calling them in more than 90 years ago. My grandpa tells the story from his easy chair, his white-haired head sinking toward his chest. Lit cigar trembling between elegant, gnarled fingers, remembers how his legs ached, how tired he was, wonders how they didn't get lost. His sister now, with a long hooked nose matching his own age-speckled pink skin, she still bends low, 100 years old, weeding dandelions from her yard. Can't bear to see something grow where it don't belong. On the first warm days at the farm, my father dragged a spring-toothed harrow with a Don Deere in the flat brown field, leveling the tilth. Readying, and I rode beside him, balanced on the green fender above the giant tire. Fat-tracked tread spinning below me, all the colors of earth, gray, black, yellow, red. Throttle opened wide, we'd piece the field, quarter, half to quarter to eighths, round and round, slowing only at each turn, put, 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 by the mucky clay-hip ditches cut by tin culverts. Flocks of glaucous seagulls from Saginaw Bay followed like chaos close behind, swooping down to feast on newly bared grubs and fecund smell of open loam. Their kyow, mew, mew, ha, 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 rising above the metal tin clatter and galloping carburetor. I love the air and hum, this manly puttering along, drumming of dirt. In the sun, in the wind, I la hum. In the sun, in the wind, I la hum, la hum. Though it was my job, Dad usually spotted her first, wing held awkward out from her small body, that little pod of hollow. Killdeer, killdeer, she cried as she stumbled just in front of the wheeling tractor tires, where cold shoveled clods of rough-waved dirt and stubble waited for us to come break them into workable ground. Somewhere, somewhere there, her nest. Almost always the killdeer's broken wing ruse worked, saving her neat pebbled cradle of speckled eggs. Engine killed, my dad and I would jump down from the tractor, hunt the gray-brown field for her gray-brown nest. One time, less than a feather away from the dual front tires. What crushing we were capable of. My dad would stake the killdeer nest with a white handkerchief flag, and the spring planting would obey. A little zig of the drill that dropped the seeds left a comma in the spring fat field long after the fledglings had flown away. How straight the rows now, those who farm the same flat land, ride in glass boxes, air-conditioned surround sound Bluetooth stereo. No killdeer nests on the GPS. Earth, circulating satellite, directs the enormous tractor's course. Loud galls still follow behind, still dive.